Mishnah Beis, Midrabanan, if a Jew owed chametz during Pesach, then even after Pesach it is forbidden to have any benefit from that chametz. But that's only if a Jew owned it. But chametz shel nochri, a chametz which belonged to a non-Jew sh'oval of Pesach, which Pesach passed over it, meaning during Pesach it was owned by a non-Jew, mutar b'hana'a, it is permitted to benefit from that chametz after Pesach, v'shel Yisrael. But if it was owned by a Jew over Pesach, asur b'hana'a, it is forbidden to benefit from. And although the Mishnah now brings a pasuk, Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'le'ira al-chaser, and you shouldn't see any chametz for yourself. Se'er refers to a particular type of chametz which has risen, and if you add it to other dough, it will make that dough rise. It's another form of chametz. But this does not mean that it is forbidden to benefit from it with d'oraisa. Rather, because he violated this prohibition with d'oraisa, which the pasuk is talking about, midrabbanan, he's forbidden to benefit from it even after Pesach.